I want to welcome Vicki Lawrence to Upcoming Discs, and I want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I got it. You know, before we get into Mama's Family, which is the reason we're talking, the big release, I got to say, your start is one of those kind of movie fairy tale type stories. And for those in our audience who might not have heard that, you've got to tell people how you got your start with Carol.
Oh, well, I wrote her a fan letter when I was a senior in high school and told her that everybody looked like me. And I had entered a contest in my hometown. It was the Fireman's Ball was coming up, and so they wanted some girls to sing and dance, so they decided to call it a contest. And there was a newspaper article about the event, and the gal that wrote the article said that I looked like a young Carol Burnett. So I enclosed that article with my picture, and the letter managed to get to her in time for her to take my dad's name out of the newspaper article and find us and call me and make arrangements to come and see that contest.
Wow, that was great. And the rest is pretty much television history.
Yeah, yeah.
And then how long were you with the Carol Burnett Show?
I was there the entire 11 years.
Wow, that's quite a long time.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've done many different kinds of sketches of the Carol Burnett Show, but the one, of course, we want to talk about is they had a sketch at that time, I assume it was called Family.
It was called The Family, yeah.
And you got to play Mama Harper. Tell us about Mama Harper, at least in her first incarnation on the Carol Burnett Show.
Well, the sketch was written by two of the writers on her show, and they both hated their mothers, so they wrote sort of a dysfunctional homage this beautiful dysfunctional family, and they wrote Mama for Carol. And when she saw the final draft of the sketch, she said, "I think I would like to play Eunice," which was a little upsetting to the writers. And then she said, "I think Vicki should be Mama," which was very upsetting to the writers. And then when we got into rehearsals, she said, "I think we need to do it Southern," because she said, "I think it's just nothing if not Tennessee Williams gone nuts."
Right.
So we have to do it Southern, which was very disturbing to the writers. They actually walked out the first time they saw us.
Really?
Yeah, because they said, "You've ruined our beautiful piece." And on the contrary, they ended up having to write many, many more of those because everybody related to that family.
Sure. And then, of course, Mama goes to television on her own. Now, obviously, there were changes, and if you look at those sketches and you look at Mama on the Mama's Family series, Mama changes a little bit. She softens and such a little bit. Can you tell me what went into the process of evolving her into her own television show?
Oh, she changed a lot. I mean, she was sort of those sketches on the Burnett Show. If you go back and watch them, some of them. They really are a lot like Tennessee Williams.
She's mean.
Some of them are just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And Mama was very one-dimensional and mean and hateful and horrible. And it was certainly clear to me when we started shooting the series that something had to change. It just didn't feel right. And I shut down the show and said, "You've got to bring Harvey in to help me." And because Harvey Korman is... He was just such a mentor to me, and I feel like he taught me most everything that I know about comedy.
Yeah.
And he said to me, "She's got to be a sitcom star now. She's got to be silly and fun, people have to want to come home and watch her for half an hour. They can't, you know, she can't scream at everybody for half an hour every week." And I said, he said, "So she's got to be funny." I said, "But I don't even feel, prior to that, she had hardly ever even smiled." And he said, "Yeah, but you know that you are the characters you play.
Right.
Anything that you can do,
she can do."
And for whatever reason, he was just able to sort of turn her loose for me. And there was nothing the writers could throw at me that I couldn't do, because she was in my gut somewhere. So she became this really fun character to play, and there was really, she did so many silly things on that sitcom, and the fans bought all of it. And, you know, it was interesting, I was listening to some of the writers talking in the bonus features on our DVD set,
right?
And they said that they all wrote their mothers into the script. You know, my mother did this, and so I kind of put that in there, and my mother was this way, so I put that in there. And there was nothing that they could throw at me that Mama couldn't do. So she became this very colorful, full kind of figure, and very fun to play.
Yeah. Well, now, I know a lot of the staff from the Carol Burnett Show joined you to Mama's Family. That had to help kind of smoothen the transition and get you up and going pretty well, didn't it?
Oh, it was like taking your family with you, you know? It was great, and, you know, instantly comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But on the downside, I will say, our poor writers, that that show was sold to Grant Tinker, who was the CEO of NBC at the time,
right,
on the golf course without a pilot. So our poor writers had to figure out who the heck Mama's family was while we were on the ground running.
Sure.
You know, like, who's going to take Eunice's place? Because they knew they had to phase that character out. They knew they had to phase Harvey out.
Right.
They had to figure out where all of the antagonism was going to come from.
Yeah.
So it was a big job for them.
Sure. And what about those writers who told you way back when that you ruined the sketch? How did they talk as Mama's family became so successful?
Well, they, I think, you know, we had to replace them on a series because they didn't see Mama as funny.
Oh.
You know, that was, their mothers were really dysfunctional. It was hard for them. And I was listening to her as executive producer, who said, sometimes when you create a character, the hardest part as a writer is to let it go, like you must let a child go.
Sure.
And let them grow and be their own person. And sometimes he said that's the hardest thing for a writer to do. So we ended up having to replace them as writers.
Wow, that was something I wasn't aware of. Now, of course, you surrounded yourself by this new cast in the series, and so if we can just go over some of the cast members, just give me like your best anecdote about them. What about Ken Berry as Vinton?
Oh, Ken Berry, just a magnificent physical comedian, and you know, people will say he was so funny on Mama's Family, and I just want to sit them down and say, oh, my God, you guys, let me show you what he did on the Carol Burnett Show, because he was such a song and dance man.
Yeah.
And
he was a good physical actor, wasn't he?
I'm sorry?
He was good at physical comedy, wasn't he?
He did great physical comedy because he was so bodily aware, you know, but he was an incredible song and dance man.
Mm-hmm.
He did some amazingly great musical numbers on the Burnett Show, and even on Mama's Family did some music, but he was, oh, my God, he was so good at the pratfalls, and he was always hurting himself. He was so funny at it, and such a quietly good comedian, like having a solid right arm, you know?
And how about Dorothy Lyman as Naomi, who was kind of your nemesis throughout the show?
She was. Well, Dorothy Lyman, Carol and I were both huge fans of hers when she was on All My Children.
Uh-huh.
And she played Opal Gardner.
Right.
And I remember sitting watching All My Children many times and thinking, God, I wish we could get somebody like that to play Naomi. Unbeknownst to me, Carol and Joe were thinking the same thing. We need to see if we can't get somebody like Dorothy Lyman. And Carol actually called her and made it happen.
Wow.
And she tells the story in the bonus features of thinking that it was a joke when she picked up the phone. This is Carol Burnett calling.
Right.
Will you come to Hollywood? Yeah, she thought it was one of her girlfriends playing a joke on her.
But little did she know what was ahead of her.
Yes. Well, in the beginning of Mama's Family, she actually, we readjusted our schedule, and we worked Wednesday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
For her, and then on Sunday she'd fly back to New York, and she'd do All My Children on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then take a late flight out and join us on Thursday. And for the first, I don't know, season or so that she did that, she called it All My Paychecks.
Wow. Well, now, you started on NBC, but before too long, you ended up in syndication. Can you tell me about that transition?
Well, NBC just kind of kept putting us in tougher and tougher time slots because I think because we went on the air because Grant Tinker sort of green-lighted the series without a pilot, the young guns at NBC, Brandon Tartikoff was just starting as head of development there, they didn't get rural comedy, number one, which I'm not sure Hollywood has ever gotten, which is a shame because some of our best stuff has been rural comedies, I think.
Sure.
And they certainly didn't understand a young woman playing an old woman. So they just kept putting us in tougher and tougher time slots until I think they felt like they had the ammunition to say, you are canceled.
Right.
And I think we were all looking for the next best job. We figured it was over because we sat for like a year and a half. And it was right at the time when Laura Marr merged with Telepictures. And Laura Marr, back at the time, was a huge studio. Their big thing at the time was Dallas.
Ah, yeah.
And Telepictures were these young guns that we're doing this up-and-coming new thing called first-run syndication. This is like the beginning of syndication, the
Yes.
beginning of cable television. And they were looking for projects that they didn't have to develop, that they could just go out and start selling. And they
Sure.
looked at the demographic on Mama's Family, and they said, this is a hit show that never really got a shot. So we're going to put it back into production, and that will be our first sitcom.
Was there more freedom in syndication?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, they were wonderful. There was no meddling at all. It was, I mean, you would literally send them an episode and they'd send you a check. And I mean, they weren't busy out selling the show. You know,
Sure.
they didn't really have time to meddle with us. And it was a whole new thing, this first run syndication. I remember the first day we went to work, and we picked a kind of an out studio where there wasn't a lot of stuff going on. And I remember driving in to this very quiet studio the day we started. And the only other show that was doing this at the time was Too Close for Comfort. And I thought, okay, if Ted Knight can do this, we can do this. You know, and
Yeah.
it was an adventure. I mean, we weren't recognized by the Academy. We were sort of like little orphan children
But you were
doing
certainly
our own thing.
successful.
But I have to say, we were doing it and having a blast, so.
You were certainly successful. And you know, watching these now on the DVD releases that are out now, I can't help but notice, you know, because we review a lot of stuff, you seem to have set the template for Tyler Perry's Madea. I have looked at these characters and it's the same pearls, the same kind of dress, the same wig, the
Well, I
same
think,
big
you know, some people
glasses.
have told me that he's given me credit for that.
I hope so because I
That
got to
Mama
tell
was
you
a bit of
what.
an inspiration to him.
It should because if I never noticed it until I got these DVDs and got another chance to look closely at Mama, and it's amazing how many of your attributes, the things that created Mama, exist in Madea. It's
Well,
quite
I put
amazing.
the word out there. I'd like to get in touch with them because I think Mama and Madea could do some sort of a Thelma and Louise remake.
Wow, wouldn't that be something to
Well, I
see
think
those
it'd
two
be kind of
together?
funny.
That would absolutely be great. Well, let me ask you just a couple more questions. What took so long for the DVDs? Why are they now finally getting out after all these years?
I don't really know. I just know that every time I asked, I would get a no. And I asked a lot of different people, and I went from a lot of different angles, and everybody would just say, it's never going to happen. Just tell your fans to pirate it
Wow.
off the web, off the
Oh,
internet,
how
which
terrible.
I actually did. I bought a
Sure.
pirated just to see what was out there, and it was just so sad. I wanted to
Yeah.
cry.
Would it have anything to do with the licensing? Because there's a lot of music in there.
There is a lot of music. They actually. Yeah, I mentioned this last year. I mentioned it to the Time Life guys when we were finishing up the Carol Burnett set.
Yeah.
And I said, this would just be my dream for Mama's Family. And unbeknownst to me, they set about to work on it. And then I would start getting the phone calls like, oh my God, we're kind of close to a deal with Warner's. Oh my God, who are you in touch with? Because
Yeah.
we need to shoot bonus features. And then, you know, one of the calls was, you know, you guys did a lot of music on that show. And
Right.
that's what held the Burnett show up for so many years.
Sure.
Was licensing all that music. And I said, do we really? And then I got to thinking about it. We were a musical little bunch, I
Yeah.
guess. But yeah, they had a lot of music clearance to deal with.
Well, and I got to
But
tell you,
they made it happen.
yeah, and Time Life has done a great job with these DVDs. The set is gorgeous and they look real well, so I think they did a pretty good job with them. I think your fans are
They
going to be
did, and they
pleased.
actually went back into Joe Hamilton's vaults and got the original NBC Masters.
Yeah.
So our fans who did buy season one off Amazon or wherever a few years
Oh, the
ago
old days,
will
yeah.
be pleased to know that these are the original broadcast shows.
And they look much better. Absolutely, there's it's night and day.
Yeah, oh, that's good. It's funny too, John Hamilton, who is Joe Hamilton's son, who runs his, you know, all the archives and
Sure.
takes care of his business and everything. He said, it's so funny. He said, I was just in the process of cleaning out the vaults and transferring everything to DVDs when Time Life called. He said, so it was just very serendipitous. And hopefully they all, yeah, because the quality goes after so many years.
Sure.
So it's great that they're now finally preserved correctly. And
And now it'll stay. Now there'll always be this version. Well, I know you're
very
busy.
proud of it.
I know you're busy. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. But if you could do me one last favor for our audience, and that is, could you have Mama tell us what she's been up to since Mama's Family?
Oh, well, you know, she's on the road. You know, I do a show, Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show.
Really?
So it's been great fun to take Mama out of the closet and, you know, push her into the new century and let her comment on everything that's going on in the world. And now I guess now she's got to worry about the damn government shutting down.
So what does she think of this
You know,
modern
she's
age?
concerned. I'm worried they're going to not send my Social Security check.
Oh, I
If
hope
I
they
don't have
send.
money for my Depends, your mortgage isn't going to be the only thing that's underwater.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I get that you still have it. You know what? There's still room for Mama out there.
Oh my goodness, I think she's as relevant as ever.
And you've got to make this happen with Tyler Perry. I would pay to see that.
I'm putting the word out there. I'm hoping he'll get the message from everybody.
Well, I'm told that he reads our column, so I'm hoping that he hears this
Yeah.
and we I'd pay money to see Mama and Medea get together.
I think so. I think it'd be pretty fun.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. And I'll tell you what, the DVDs look great. The fans are going to be really surprised and really happy with the results. And I'm just glad they're out there now. And, it's just, I wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Well, you take care and thanks again.
All right. Good to talk to you.
You too. Bye.